live from Etihad Stadium. Cameron Ling, Tony Shaw, Nick Butler and Sam Scoop McClure. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by one of the best players in the game, Luke Parker from the Sydney Swans. They're playing here tomorrow night against the Blues, and we'll be broadcasting that game on 3RW as well. And he'll be sticking around in town for some frivolities, I understand. Luke, welcome to the program. Great to have you.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
You've got a big family day as well while you're down here, you guys. So all those Sydney Swans, ex-South Melbourne fans that are in town get a chance to shake hands and get amongst you?
Yeah, it is great. It's at MSAC at 8:30 to 10:30 on Saturday morning. So it's great to be able to come down and meet the faces of South Melbourne fans and the Melbourne fans who are so passionate about our club. So it's great to be able to give back to them.
Parks, first thing first with you. You had that horrific broken ankle, I think it was.
Yep.
Last season, how's the pre-season been? How's it healed up? Tell the Swans fans out there, are you ready and raring to go?
Yeah, it is all 100% now. So I basically didn't have too many setbacks during the pre-season. I think I came back and had probably 2 weeks where I was on a bit of monitored training, but I played 2 full games. In the past 2 weeks, and looking forward to getting into the season, so I'll be raring to go.
Oh, great to hear. Absolutely love watching you play. Just on the other injury news, Jared McVeigh, we saw him coach in the first round of the NAB Challenge. I think it was reported during the week that his knee might be a little bit worse than first thought, and his season start may be delayed a little bit. How's Macca travelling?
Yeah, he's actually running really well at the moment. He's I think he's on track, not for round one. I think they've ruled him out for that, but hopefully round two or three, I think, just kind of put the steps in place for that, and he'll be aiming for that, I think. He hasn't done too much training over the summer, but it doesn't take him long to really get going, and he's so crucial to our ball movement, and the skill asset that he brings to our side is crucial for our success. So blokes like that and the experience he has, it really doesn't take him long to get back into it. So it'll be exciting to have him hopefully round two or three, I think.
Luke, you just signed a long-term contract, of course, 2021. How close you were to maybe coming back to Victoria? Was there a lot of Victorian interest in you over that period of time?
Oh, there'd been phone calls and stuff here and there to my manager, but for me, I kind of always envisioned staying in Sydney and I wanted to be a part of the future at this club, and I really wasn't looking at coming back to Melbourne at all. I was pretty keen to get the deal done before the season started, just to kind of take the pressure off, and so I could basically get back to what I felt and playing some football. And I didn't want to really carry on into the season as being in a bit of the media and being a bit of a distraction. So I was happy to get it done so early.
Luke, great to have you on the program tonight. Look forward to calling you tomorrow night, 3RW broadcasting that game, and good luck with the family day at MSAC early Sunday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Luke Parker from the Sydney Swans. A break, and we'll talk about this game coming up. Massive game, really, even though it's only a NAB challenge. I think both teams want to have a crack tonight and show some good signs to their fans. Richmond v Port Adelaide coming up next on Sports Today.